You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
What up, boys and girls? Bing is for doing. We're here doing another AfterBuzz recap show, So You Think You Can Dance, Season 9, Episode 12. I'm your host, AJ Gibson, joined again by the lovely Corinne Williams. Kristen Burt. Hey. Kristen Burt's still out this week. She's working, but we do have two huge guests. Two of my favorite competitors, all-stars from Seasons 3, Alex Wong, and Seasons... backwards. Yeah. No, I got that right. Season 3, Lauren Gottlieb, and Season 7, Alex Wong. I shouldn't have asked you that 2 seconds before.
How are they your favorites, like, if you can't remember?
I know who they are.
Get you live together.
Way to go.
Let's just backtrack real quick.
Do it again.
Let's just rewind.
Just do it again.
All-stars, Lauren Gottlieb and Alex Wong. That's all that matters.
Beautiful.
Who cares what season you're on? Because you're on every season now. You guys were on tonight's episode.
On tonight, too, and last week.
Which ended 10 minutes ago, and here you guys are.
I know. How did we make it here in time?
I flew.
You flew. You guys, you guys are incredible. Thank you for being here.
I have a Nimbus.
Yeah. Oh.
A Nimbus? Yeah. 2000?
He's fancy. I'm sitting by the right.
You're kind of a nerd. I like that.
I'm sitting by the right person.
No, it's because they just did a spoof. Not they, but
who,
like,
is that?
Hollywood Show, the Harry Potter thing.
Oh,
they just did a spoof on my hip hop routine.
Talk about
we'll have to talk about that.
Really?
Oh, you're hip hopper too.
Honestly,
we're huge fans here in the studio.
You just guys, so everyone knows,
I just remember
he's like my
ballet.
Best friend, so I can do this.
Yeah, they were getting crazy when we were watching the show, y'all.
Yeah, you guys have a bit of a husband-wife or brother-sister dynamic.
Couple.
Yeah.
No.
Odd couple.
Odd couple?
Yeah.
But do brothers and sisters wink at each other?
I wink at my sister all the time.
No, literally, he winks at me, and it
all
gets
the time.
Me giddy.
Sometimes, I don't know, I just wink at her. I don't know why.
I don't like winking, but I go, ooh.
It makes you want to wink back?
No, I go,
Have you always been a winker?
No.
No?
I think I just wink at her.
Just you.
It's just me.
You should feel special.
No, I really do.
I find that the older I get, the more I wink. And it kind of creeps me out. I'm like, and now I'm in my 30s now, and I'm like, I wink at people. I'm like,
yeah, that's definitely creepy.
I don't.
When did I start doing that?
That's the creepy guy syndrome.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alex.
It works.
No, I'm not 30 yet.
It works.
I'm not 30 yet.
Oh, he had to go there.
You're good. I don't like winking.
Am I the oldest one in the studio?
No, don't
maybe.
Do it.
Oh, you are.
I don't
maybe.
Know. I am for sure.
It's kind of crazy that we were on the show. We were on the show tonight. We watched a show with you, and now we're talking about it.
This is wild.
Like 10
talking
minutes.
About winking.
We do this every week.
The
we've never had guests though come directly from the show.
Really?
To the studio. So we really appreciate
this is special.
That.
Awesome, bossa.
I had to cancel
Thanks,
the last
guys.
3 weeks, so I'm like, I'm gonna make it no matter.
I know,
what.
Right? Right. You saw your hair done from the show.
Well, yeah, we came
like
right from it. Thanks.
Alex, your hair still done from the show, too?
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah? You betcha.
Who says that?
Me.
Gee golly.
Speaking of the show, So You Think You Can Dance, we should probably talk about it a little bit.
Maybe.
No, tonight we've got guest judge Jesse Tyler Ferguson back from Modern Family. What do we think about him?
I think he's awesome.
I want him as permanent judge every week. Yeah. I think he's great. He's fantastic.
He's funny. He's
hilarious. Yeah.
He's funny, and maybe he doesn't have the biggest dance background, but he has a theater background. He's an actor, and he knows his stuff. I think he does his homework.
Yeah, and you can tell he's a huge
fan.
Yeah, he's a fan of the show. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. He doesn't know all the dance terminology. Like
neither do I.
Corinne and I don't. but we understand when we see something that's amazing,
mm-hmm.
and he gets it. And he also like the show. Like we say this week after week, it's not America's best dancer; it's America's favorite dancer. And he is kind of like the average American. American watching the show, he kind of represents that on the panel, which I really enjoy.
No, I ran into him after Dress Run today. And after Dress Run, they came over with a spray paint can because they wanted to mess up my costume a little bit. So I was like, my costume was all wet. And I saw him. I was like, oh, my God, all I want to do right now is give you a hug.
And the one opportunity in your life and you can't because you're spray paint.
I could. I went in. I was like, ooh, that would be really bad.
What are the chances?
I actually did. I was at Crafty and I was eating. Fatty. And then he was like, hey, I know, right? He's like, hey, I'm Jesse. And I was like, hi, I'm Alex. And I was so shocked that I couldn't say anything. So just
that's all you said.
Just
stood there. Hi, I'm Alex.
I just kind of stood there staring at him.
Alex, he knows your name already.
He's kind of.
Yeah, he's a bigger fan of you, I promise you. And I'm not sure if I believe that. Didn't I just see on your Twitter you met the Biebs recently?
What?
Justin Bieber.
Yesterday. You met the Biebs. Where?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Oh, it was your Instagram?
Give us the deeds. How did you meet the Biebs?
Yeah, I did. What's my research?
Honestly, I was going to the Taylor Swift audition, and and he was at Center Staging.
Oh, yeah, rehearsing.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, hi.
Okay, well, I auditioned for his tour.
You didn't say, baby.
Oh, I think I'm pretty sure security guards would have been like, get out.
Dance.
No, be careful with that one. Be careful, because I tweeted something about, like, he was doing this online, everyone submit, like,
oh, wait, wait, your auditions. Box is crooked. You've got a crooked box, Lauren.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry.
Continue.
So he was doing this, like, online submitting to audition for his tour, and I tweeted something about it, and he tweeted me, or retweeted me back. My phone went off for, like, 3 days straight. Like, I literally put it in the closet.
I can't
like,
imagine.
Yeah, so be careful with that new friendship.
That's what's up.
Or you could get me to turn off your notifications.
No.
Boom.
Which I did. I did, smart. Actually. But after a little while.
It didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, we'll it stopped
doing
it.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty legit. I'm not saying I'm the biggest Bieber fan, but I'm saying he's
legit.
His
new album?
What's that?
His new album? Kind of good.
I like his new album.
Kind
of
good.
I've never heard the new album. I've never heard any of his albums.
The song
albums.
That's on the radio right now.
I like
now.
The radio songs.
I like that one.
The Boyfriend
Still Boyfriend?
One?
Which
no.
one is the one?
With Big Sean?
As long as you love me.
Yeah, that is good.
Is that the one with Big Sean?
Just
that's
demo.
The only one I know.
Big Sean.
Yeah, the rapper.
Corinne. You don't know who Big Sean is. Moving on.
A rapper. He's on one of his tracks.
You don't listen to that kind of music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
well, the black girl in the house does. Get your life.
He's taking his new album in a new direction. I'm not mad at it.
Gotta step it up.
No,
all right, so this night
well,
we've got obviously we've got some of the all-stars back on this episode because we're down to eight now. Top four girls, top four guys. Since there will be a male and a female winner this season,
which I'm not a fan of.
Thank
Me
you. Thank you. Finally, somebody.
Are you?
Well, if I was competing, absolutely not. I mean,
what?
You don't.
If you were competing, though, you would be happy about that.
Not if I was winning and only getting half of that.
What if you were getting second or third? Then you get to take half the money,
girl.
I think I hate it. It drives me nuts. I don't see a point in it. This entire season is kind of frustrating for me. I don't get it.
You know why I'm not a fan of it? Because there has been eight seasons and there has been four girls and four guys.
Yeah, so exactly.
Far.
That's. It's
I
not
don't
like,
see a point because I think that so far it's been even. So why do they need
why
to
change it?
What's
so
good
about
it? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you watch shows like other competition shows that aren't in the dance realm, but you go like American Idol. It's been won by five white dudes with guitars for the last five seasons. Change up the format.
He
I understand
knows his stuff.
I understand that. But like you said, four girls and four guys have won it. It's not like any one gender is running away
what
with it.
What about this?
Raise your hand.
Yes,
Lauren.
You may speak now.
What about this? Since the format had to be completely changed and they got rid of Thursdays, did they think it was going to be something fresh and new to like offer and people get excited
Maybe.
About? Like,
but why can't you know what though? I don't know what they're thinking.
I don't know if people are happy about that.
Yeah,
I
can't get into any of this right now because I get so frustrated.
Yeah.
I get so mad. The week
His
that
bangs grow
the week
higher.
That Amber and Brandon went home,
don't
we were so furious because that was the best performance of that night by
they
far,
killed
and
it.
Nobody
it
even had an opportunity
so
to vote for it.
I was in the
but
audience,
you know what's
and
great,
I was
though?
Like, "Oh."
You know what's great, though? They went home based on the week before's vote, and had they had gone home and had this new format had not been implemented yet,
they wouldn't have.
You would have never even seen.
But
that.
The thing is,
I try to see it that way too, but it's hard because, like, as
optimistic
as a viewer,
I know.
But with Amber and Brandon the week before, she killed her. What did she have? Salsa.
Yeah.
She murdered that routine, and she still went home. So I'm like, whatever.
But you know, the thing is, I'm just happy I got to see her in this style because I actually didn't know she could dance like that.
Yeah.
And when I saw her, I was
she
like,
looked
whoa,
fabulous
that was really,
this year.
Really good.
You want to know why?
I saw her after.
Don't
I told
do
her
it.
I was
don't. You
amazing.
Even
I gotta do it.
Is it the hair?
It's the hair.
Her hair.
Oh, because she's a hairdresser.
I'm not going to use the word ratchet because that apparently is the word of the evening on the show. But
was she not a hairdresser the year before?
But you don't understand the struggle of a black woman in her hair, so you cannot speak on her.
But you know what, though? This season,
she was sweaty and working it out.
I will say this, though.
For the world.
This season, though, she proved that you can overcome those obstacles. She did it.
She looks hot.
But our night tonight starts off with Tiffany doing a solo. She danced to I Was Here, not by Beyoncé, though, by the cast of Glee.
Glee.
A little plug for Fox. All right. Not mad at it. She was cute. She wore a little light pink getup. I wasn't mad at it. The problem with Tiffany is...
Problem already?
Yes.
Okay.
This is kind of the problem.
You didn't see them pour it.
Right. Don't, Rufy. This is the problem with all the girls this season, for the most part, for me, that are still there. They're just so forgettable to me.
With the exception of Whitney.
I think Whitney is kind of a standout. Whitney is. And Ileana, I love her. She's so stunning to watch. But for some reason, I haven't been able to latch onto her yet. And I don't know why. I can't figure it out.
You know what? There was something years ago. I was brought back.
Let me adjust my blouse. I feel like it's getting a little
You had a one-shoulder action.
Up for the next comment after you finish talking.
Okay. So.
Tap your mug.
I did the choreography round for season 5. And it was so interesting. I saw everybody that season audition. Like, it was so weird and such a good, like, tool to, like, see auditions. I can't think when you do random stuff. See? Go with the hand.
Okay. I know why you can't connect to the girls or people. Because there's one show this week and the packages are so freaking short.
What package?
Like,
the packages on TV, like the storylines, not
the packages that you want. The packages. They're not long enough, and you don't see enough personality. You don't see enough of their backstory. So I feel like I don't know any of the contestants. And also, by now we're on top 8 week. They should have been doing 2 duets. Well, now they should be doing 3 duets.
Yeah.
But from top 12 week, they should have been doing 2 duets already.
We didn't do that top 12.
I did, and so did the season before.
Your season was a little jacked up.
Yeah, but last season did it too, and so did the season before, and season 5 did it too. Anyway.
No, but it's...
I felt like I haven't seen enough of... I feel like I haven't seen enough of them. Like,
you just don't know them.
Yeah, I want to see...
Well, that's his point.
I'm like, I haven't seen you do enough duets. I haven't seen you do enough styles. I haven't seen your package and everything. It's...
I would like to see some more of the packages. It's true, though. I see what you're saying, though. It's like anything. You watch the Olympics, and you don't really care about some, like... Archer until
from Iowa.
Yeah, until you hear their package and see their story see what they've gone through. And I haven't been able to latch onto any of this. It's easier for me to latch onto the men because obviously I'm into that. And there's some eye candy there. So like there's variety with the men.
True.
They're all very different.
Yeah,
with the girls. There's 2 ballroom dancers and 2 brunettes that kind of remind me of each other.
But they don't jump out as stars. That's what I was going to say with watching the auditions, is that the producers were like, we're looking for stars.
Yeah.
And no one steps on that stage and goes, I am a star.
Whitney can, I think.
Whitney, but when she dances, not when she's just standing like
she's
normal.
Humble, like humble
she's
girl.
Just like, oh, I'm from wherever, you know, but
you know who I think did kind of stand out as a star, though? Was Amelia. And I didn't latch onto her, but she was very memorable for me.
She's unique.
I think it's because she was look. So, different and
she's
pale.
So pale.
Oh, get your life.
They did a great package for her.
True.
With the whole black and white.
Package.
Like, yeah.
They did that for her. They did it for Cyrus.
Package.
They did
we
it for...
We are 13 minutes in, and all we've learned so far from Alex is it's all about
packages.
The package. I'm not going to say anything else. We're going to move on to Whitney and Twitch. One of my favorite numbers of the night. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, my favorite number that you guys were not in. This number was sick. I mean, I was losing my mind. You guys weren't here yet because you were still rushing over from the actual show.
No,
you were flying.
Yeah. Flying.
Y'all were flying.
It was a Luther Brown number. He's
thank God
from
he's on the show.
Canada, right?
Canada.
Canadians, so you think you can dance?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that in Canada.
They had 4 seasons.
Every country. It's like up to like 197 now.
We were talking about this earlier. Stacey Tukey comes from Canada or Australia? Canada also. Yeah.
Oh, you were right.
She's one of my favorites too. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's great.
I also come from Canada.
Whitney...
She murdered it. I said murder was the case that they gave her. What?
She was really, really
because
good.
She ate that. I'm like ballroom, and she's like popping and dropping
from the jump too.
What?
Because this is kind of funny that we like saw the whole process from the jump.
Really?
I was like, ooh, day one. That's you, day one.
Yeah.
She was.
And I told Corinne this. I said sometimes little white girl from the suburb, all she needs is a little twitch in her life.
A little
boom,
brother.
Look what it brings out of her.
AKA
look what it brings out of her.
AKA
I mean, because he is so, like, Twitch is just so uniquely Twitch. There's never been another one. There will never be another one. He's just so unique on the show. Not the best dancer, but he's one of the most memorable characters in reality history, period.
Yeah.
And she went on that stage, and
I'm
a fan of Twitch,
she
drew my eye so many times.
Yeah.
I was like,
because she's got that fire.
Yeah.
She has a really...
And she is like...
She knows how to work her face, and she knows how to work her hair.
There was a close-up
of her when she was just walking forward. And doing this. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got a little cray-cray Beyonce Rihanna thing going on a little bit with her hair sometimes. I was like, okay.
She was giving it to us.
She just has face.
She
was
hot.
I wrote down she danced like a beast.
I love that you guys have notes and we don't.
Mary said she was buck. I said, well, get your life with the Ebonic slang, Mary.
I know, right? She was trying. Mary threw out some buck tonight. She threw out ratchet like 3 or 4 times.
But she explained to Nigel
what ratchet was. And she was like,
she was clapping his face. When I'm clapping in your face, that's ratchet.
I got it, Mary. You know what I love, though? Jesse Tyler Ferguson made a comment. He goes,
me.
You know what my favorite part was, guys? It was that part, that whole, like, I'm waiting for the bus part. I'm waiting for the bus. That was hilarious. It was one of the best critiques of the entire night.
That was so funny. And then at the end, they all were doing it together.
He's like, that's how I wait for the bus.
It was really cute.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
really
cute.
I was impressed. I was very, very impressed. Then we move on to Will Solo. The solos are a little bit boring. I don't understand solos very often. They're really, very rarely does a solo stand out.
Yeah.
Danny Tidwell, those 38 turns he did that one time. They're amazing.
Oh, hot.
That was a great one. Yeah. But there's very few. You've had some solos.
Before he got kicked out.
You one of those. Yeah. I know. Oh. Before you hurt yourself.
Ouch. Say something back to her.
He will.
No.
Okay.
He's saying
Thing about Will is, you know that song, do you remember Neil Haskell?
Mm-hmm.
Did that.
Blonde?
Yeah. Did that solo. And so when I was talking to him, I'm like, Neil has this guy thing about him. Mm-hmm. And he just, I mean, they both are kind of very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, pull that out. Like, you know, just start, because they all kind of go into the same old contemporary mode.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know.
What I wrote down about Will, I said, first of all, I wrote down, he lost so much weight this season.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, he did.
Oh, yeah. He was like the chubby guy at the beginning of the season. He looks great now.
His face is more conformed into his cheekbones.
I wrote down most improved, too. Like, every week I expect Cyrus to become the most improved, but for whatever reason, Cyrus does not break through for me. His style of dance is so far from anything he's doing. I get that. But like, when you see Twitch do it, I'm like, Cyrus, you can do it. I know they're totally different styles they come from, but I get that. But I watch Will, and every single week I'm like, Will.
Because people are actually pushing him. Cyrus, I think they're still trying to cover up what he does.
They choreograph around Cyrus a lot.
Big time. Which, back in my day,
season 3, not 7.
Season 3. No, honestly, back in that day, though, if you couldn't get the dance, you didn't get the dance. It was choreographed ahead of time, and you walked in. But I saw them through the years. Like, the choreographers are even more stressed out than the dancers are. And they're all crying backstage. Like, so they go, you know what? Screw this. We're on the chopping block here. We're going to start to, like, you know, try to pick and pull and push where they're supposed to. And I don't know if I like that.
I don't like it.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I want to ask.
No, I think it's good. I think it works for some things.
It works to make a great show and a great dance, but the show is for dance, though.
They should be catered to the individual personalities of the people.
Well, I think that's what they're doing specifically with Cyrus, because everything he has been in and or touched, even with the group routines, like, you just see him. Yeah. Shaken. And just he's shaking not somebody. Like really, you know, lines. I don't know the technical terms, but he's not doing all these things. He's just.
And I get that. Like, I
shaken.
They should choreograph to their personalities.
Right.
But they shouldn't choreograph to, like, their detriment. They should be choreographing in the way that pushes them to get better. I don't feel like Cyrus is getting pushed that much. I'm sure he is. Relative to everyone else, this is all so far outside of his comfort zone.
This is just what we think.
Yeah.
So the thing is, he's never done choreography before. So this is really far outside of his comfort zone. Everyone else has done choreography.
But either of a lot of people in the last 8 seasons.
Yeah, you have Legacy from season 6 is a B-boy. Didn't do choreography, and he got pushed into that.
It's true.
I want to ask this, though. I want to ask you guys' opinion on this, because what really frustrates frustrates us is that the judges know ahead of time. Like, before tonight's show, they know what's going down. So, and the choreographers know ahead of time, too. Yeah. So, they talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago.
No.
They actually did talk about it.
Last week.
Yeah, they said last week that the choreographers are aware of this, so they know that they know what they're working with. That makes it seem so,
Aware of
who's going to be in the bottom each week.
No.
They don't know.
They said it last week on the show,
That's what Nigel said.
Yeah.
What they said, they were saying was that they now go to the choreographers and ask them about the contestant.
How everybody did.
So that they understand better.
No.
They don't trust the choreographers with that information.
I don't even think Mary knows. I think the only person that knows is Nigel.
Really?
Yeah. So what does he do? Is he just influencing Mary that, Will should go home tonight. You know why? Because,
His feet were jacked up. Oh, they do? Okay.
I don't think it's just Nigel that knows. I think they all do.
Oh, that's what I'm feeling.
I don't think so.
I have a feeling that
only Nigel knows.
Because last week,
I feel like Nigel sometimes directs his comments to who's going home.
For sure. We noticed that last week with George and Allison. Mm-hmm. I went, why are they going down, like getting on George so much? And I'm like, well, because they know he's in the bottom.
I think
they have to be consistent.
I don't think Marin knows though.
They both know. I mean, you have to because
that's just my guess.
How fair is that though? You know, to sit there and be like, oh yeah, lottery pick, these two are going to be in the bottom too. And now you just have to decide. I think that there's a conversation that occurs between the two prior to.
I would guess that Mary probably doesn't know.
Really?
Just maybe because I also guess that her mug is probably full of like vodka every night. So I don't know if that's information she'd be able to keep to herself. She's a little bit of a loose cannon. So, I mean, that's tequila right there. I wouldn't tell me anything. Don't tell me shit.
I don't know. I think she knows how to feed off of Nigel, though.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't want to know.
AJ is crazy.
I wouldn't want to know.
I wouldn't either.
I want to know.
But yeah, I don't like the new format.
It's weird.
I don't like it either.
It hurts because they do know ahead of time. Yeah. And so they can direct their comments in a certain fashion.
Yeah. All right. Anyways.
Moving on.
Sorry.
I love you, Will. Moving on, we got a Sonya Tai number done for choreographed for Cole and Allison. Ooh. Allison's one of my favorites. She's
one of everyone's favorites.
She's just phenomenal.
Was that one? I thought it was yours.
No, that was they were.
She did that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That opening shot of her. That opening shot. I mean, out of 9 seasons, have you seen an opening picture that makes you go,
She killed it. I think that piece was amazing.
Genius. I wrote down. I wrote down. She's insane. Even though. I should be looking at him. I wrote down, she's insane. Sick holds. Nice. There's this one. I don't know how to describe it. There's a one arm hold. Yeah, yes.
I put that
she's
down.
Jumping.
Yes.
It's more of a visual.
But she stayed there for a moment.
Yeah,
she was working
so
that.
Hot, though.
Yeah. I think it's more of a really impressive visual. She jumps and you just hold.
But after 9 seasons and seeing so many contemporary dances, I saw a lot of new moves and new lifts in there. I was really impressed with
that one routine.
I was very impressed. Yeah.
And they gave us a lot of, frames or snapshots or pictures. There are a lot of moments that are just super, super, like, they burn into your brain.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, very much so. And I also wrote down, I felt like this number was perfectly choreographed for Cole, though.
Yeah.
Because he just got to be strong and samurai-like the whole time. And I don't know how else to describe it, but that's kind of what...
I think they knew
from his
samurai-like.
He did his addiction one like that last week,
that's what
too.
I was going to say.
But Sonya, I think Sonya was smart. But what I was impressed about was, because Allison is, like, flailing around him, he's able to keep so calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kind of like stillness of whatever, which I was really impressed about.
I need to go back and watch him because I could not not watch her.
I know what you mean.
And when Mary said the comment to her saying, Allison, we've seen you in so many routines over the last year, couple years, this was the best. I agree. I thought it was so mature.
Oh,
it was so fantastic.
Yeah. It showed off her strength. But I said in my notes, I was like, I think that it showed off both of their strengths equally.
Mm-hmm. Strength.
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 Get
your
life.
Yes.
Get your life.
Yes, you said strength. Why are you trying to call me out?
No, get your life. I just said that. I'll call myself out.
But it did. And I was like, wow, I was equally impressed. Because most of the time, my eye just goes to one. Mm-hmm. But I just found myself looking at both of them equally.
When they called out Allison, they said this, I forget who it was. Was it Jesse, yeah, said that it was the greatest acting performance he's ever seen on the show. And it's kind of true. Like, she was selling it. But back to Cole, though. Cole does do that whole, like, sick sadistic thing a lot. And
are you tired of it yet?
A little bit. I mean, it's great that he can do that, but he's such a likable guy to me. I think he seems like such a nice guy. Like, you don't have to do that dark thing every single time.
I think that's where his sex appeal comes out, though. I know Nigel, and I know what he likes on the show, and he looks like a
man who dances like men.
Man, and he looks like exactly. But he's sexy when he's like that. He did Cha Cha last week with Anya, and he was a little more uppity. And you're like, oh, you're cute.
It didn't go over well last week for him.
I don't know. Moving on.
Okay,
Lindsay. Lindsay's from Utah. We learned that in her package piece. In her package. Back to the package. Now we're talking about Lindsay's package.
Alex.
Okay.
Likes packages.
What was interesting, I thought that...
called out.
Did you call Alex out? No, we call it everybody out. I don't know if Alex does, but I know that I do.
Not
for all
like
of our listeners
that.
And our viewers out there.
You guys have
you're dirty.
Crazy minds. I'm not saying...
She studied with Mark and Shirley Ballas, which I thought was kind of cool.
Who?
Lindsay.
Mark Ballas is...
Yeah.
Mark
and his mom.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
As a fan of another dancing show.
Is he from Utah?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never knew that, and I love him on the other dancing show.
Just say it, Dance with the Stars.
Get Your Life.
AfterBuzz is going to be covering that in a few weeks, all star season.
Get Your Life.
But no, I thought I liked that because I like Mark. I think he's, and you can see it though.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit before. Like, I say, oh, they're going to go on to be on Dance with the Stars, and you guys said maybe one of them, maybe not both of them.
Both of them.
I think Whitney's probably kind of a shoe, and I'm not so sure about Lindsay though.
I don't know. I feel
they
like
they really haven't
young.
Added anyone new to the roster from So You Think, have they recently?
Chelsea Hightower's the last
she
one, I think.
She was season four.
But she was after. But Lacey, or was Lacey after
Lacey
her then?
Lacey was season three.
Yeah.
That was, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know if.
Whitney is a shoe-in, I think.
I think if they pick anyone, it'll be Whitney. Just because she's.
Because they have added a couple dancers
got that
last.
Camera.
Yeah.
I think Lindsay's still young.
Mm hmm. They're the same age, though.
They're the same age.
I was just about to say.
It doesn't matter. She's still, some growth.
Look-wise or, like, personality?
Actually, I think look-wise. I think Whitney's really grown into her looks, and she actually knows how to work it really well.
Yeah.
Whitney, I feel like they're both very, very skilled, and they're very close. I feel like Whitney, though, if they went out there and, like, had to have a dance-off or something, I don't know if
Whitney
this happens.
Whitney would murder her.
I feel like she would slaughter poor Lindsay.
Agreed.
That
I don't know what it's
factor.
Like in terms of
star
actual factor. Technique. Because I know that Lindsay has competed and she's done very well.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, like, if you're just looking as an audience member of acting and things like that, I Whitney has a fire.
Whitney can walk on a stage and be a star.
You know what I
want to
see?
A little
I agree with you.
You know
I
what
think
I see?
Lindsay would be a Cheerio. A silent Cheerio.
What do you want to see? I really want to know.
I'll tell you later. Corinne doesn't want to know. She keeps talking.
No,
what? Corinne, do you know what I want to see? I want to see Anya and Whitney do a number together.
Woo, that's
some
hot.
Little ballroom something.
Hot.
I'd love to see if she can hold her own with her own stage. Or maybe
so.
Like a trio like they
that
did the one.
That floor would burn.
I was just thinking that.
Like literally fire. What'd you say?
Burn the floor.
Because she did it's the number at the beginning of the season with Lindsay and Whitney and then who's the guy?
That was awesome.
What was his name? He went home.
Pasha?
Now.
Oh, wait. Oh, Nick.
No.
Yeah.
Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I would like to see that. Bring Pasha back as the all-star, maybe. Or Pasha and Anya. Or who cares? But I just want to see Whitney and Anya on the stage
see
together.
Pasha.
That would be hot. Oh.
I love Pasha.
Yeah. Pasha. I'm sorry.
He's a
just,
sweetheart.
Everybody loves Pasha.
Such a sweetheart.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Moving on.
Sure. Moving on.
We got a quick step coming up.
Oh.
Yeah? Eliana and Ryan.
Did anyone notice that thunder?
With thunder.
My paper?
No.
Oh.
No, not right now. Like, when right before they cut to commercial break for the quick step, it went...
Did it really?
Yeah, it was like... And coming up next is the quick step, and it went... And the
really?
Entire... theater, they put a lightning bolt.
Did
where was
really?
I?
In it.
We didn't
yeah,
see
because
that.
You guys probably fast forwarded. No. No.
Oh.
Lots of calling out.
No, it thundered, and I had no idea what was going on. And then I was like, what's going on? They're like, oh, it's the quick step coming up next. And because you know how it's like the dreaded quick step.
They
literally put like, and there was like a strobe light going on in the studio.
Yeah, right. It was Alex in
really
the mic.
Funny.
Is that a bit of foreshadowing? Is Eliana going home next week?
No,
she did awesome.
I like her.
She is great.
She's really
there.
Good.
And what's his name came back? Ryan.
Ryan DeLillo.
Was
season six.
He was the married guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
With Ashley.
Still married.
He looks like
still
my roommate.
Does he?
Can't get over it. Yep. Looks just like my roommate. And he smiles way too much. Like, you're too happy. He's a really... Okay, you know how that sometimes...
How are you too happy?
Just angry at people being
No. No, 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 no. When people are that happy all the time, I don't trust them.
You don't trust them
no.
for that.
I don't know what this means.
I don't trust people who don't have Facebook, who don't drink, and who are that happy all the time.
Ooh,
and,
wow. I just got a Facebook.
No, but I get it. I
just started drinking. Look, I just started drinking.
Do you know what I mean? Yesterday. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when sometimes, like, certain people, you just can't latch on to them because they feel like there's too goody.
No.
He's one of those people for me. Eliana, though, I love her. She's such a technician. She's such a beautiful dancer, and she's got personality. I can't latch on just yet, though.
I agree with that. I can't either. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because of the non-existent package, or...
Mm-hmm. What if?
I just don't know.
What if it's because most of the dances we've seen from her, like the quick step, where she's upright like this, and then your guys' routine last night, last week, where she was, you know, contempt. Like, have we seen her get down?
You know,
like,
we're not going to do that ballet.
The ballet, yes. That's the one
that's
I loved.
That's a good point.
The music box. That was phenomenal.
But still, she was still like, I don't know.
I feel like...
And she did a Broadway. That was fun. She was happy. She got to...
That's like, true. Yeah.
Well, what did she do that number with?
Who knows, Corinne?
Cyrus, yeah.
But before we move on...
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Some more packages.
Yeah.
One of my favorite packages on the entire show. Probably my favorite. Before we move on to Keon solo, I want to say thank you to all of our iTunes listeners.
Thank you.
We want to ask you guys to rate, comment, and tell your friends about us. If you guys like what we're doing, if you like the guests that we're getting in the studio... Alex, Lauren, I mean, really, it doesn't get much better than this, you guys.
Boom.
Unless we get Twitch in here. Sorry, guys. I'm a big Twitch fan.
And Brandon.
No, you guys are my top two. You're my top two.
And but Brandon.
We still have each other.
Brandon.
But if you guys like what we're doing, tell your friends about us and make sure you give us 5 stars and comment. If you guys comment, we will comment back. I love getting on iTunes and seeing what people are saying about me.
Oh,
because
you're one of
those. He's so vain.
No,
he
really?
Thinks it's we about him.
Corinne would get on, but she just got Facebook last week, so I'm guessing she won't know what iTunes is until about 2013.
I don't even know. I still have.
Oh snap!
Okay,
where's that? Oh snap!
There it is.
I still have the old school like mobile phone and everything. Get your life.
Is it color screen?
No.
You are too much for me right now.
Nope.
Back to packages, Keon. I wrote down.
Nice segue.
Yeah, I wrote down mesmerizing.
Good word. Is
something else. There's like one guy every season that I just like. I'm like, you know what? I would just marry you right now.
I could dance with him last week.
I know. And the drop crotch pants.
Number.
The drop crotch pants.
Right.
I loved it.
Oh my god! At least somebody.
They called them diaper pants tonight on the show. I think.
Yeah. Mary called Lindsay's diaper pants. Yeah.
Rude.
Rude.
So
rude.
She said diaper pants.
Rude. Yes.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, she didn't like them.
Guess not.
No. Whatever.
She said, well, you were working it in your diaper pants.
Oh.
Oh,
hell to the mom!
That's right.
Oh!
I love so much.
Alex really liked that one.
Alex is loud, y'all.
That was good. That was good. Somebody's on it in the booth.
You want to know what I love about Keon, though? Why I think he could win the show?
Why?
Because he has a donk?
No. Because he has a donk, number one. But he cried.
A booty.
He cried.
You cry
on this show. You cry, you win.
I've been telling people for years.
When did he cry?
After his solo, during his performance.
Because they showed the intro package with his parents. He was adopted. Yeah. Sad. He did his number. His parents, everybody. And he got a standing ovation on this one, too.
The judges.
And Mary was crying, so he started crying. Kat probably cried because she can do no wrong.
Yeah.
You know what show he was in? You know, Come Fly Away? Twilight Tharp?
He was on the tour show.
Yeah.
Really?
One of my favorite shows. Yeah. I saw him and he told me, I was like, oh my God, it was you. He is a performer, and he's a professional performer.
Here's the thing about Keon.
He's great.
He's got this interesting mix because Corinne always teases me about this. Like, he's sexy. Like, I get real dirty thoughts in 2 seconds. But more than that,
join the club.
More than that, I just kind of, right? I just, he's one of those, like, I just want to hug him. I just want to give him a hug.
That's it.
Cuddle with him or something. I don't know. Probably not. But I'm like, he's just one of those. I'm like, he seems like such a sweetheart. And like, if he can make my old ass think that, these little girls across the country are going crazy for him. You know they're voting for him.
He did have that face tonight. I mean, the start of his solo right there in the camera. Who's done that in all these seasons?
Keon.
Who sits there and like stares into the camera? That was pretty smart.
Keon.
Very smart.
Keon.
You want to go back a few seasons ago, don't you?
You want to do that, huh, Alex?
I was just thinking of someone that you used to know.
You?
Segway!
I like that.
That was good.
I will say this. I loved that song. I've never heard it before. You tried to make that joke. Hilarious.
She totally did.
I was a little bit surprised that Sonya used this song. Just
it was,
because
so was I.
It was a little bit cliche, and she seems to be like a little bit more on the edge, and this song has been like
maybe
like
it was
the hipster song of the last year. So maybe, but then also maybe she's been waiting to use it.
Maybe it wasn't her choice.
Do they not get to pick the music?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, she picked it.
Oh.
She said, she was like, she basically said exactly what you said. She was like, I know it's a little bit cliche, but I just felt like I had to use it.
Yeah. And she finally got the opportunity.
Really?
I mean,
I have three versions on my phone from different artists that are awesome. I feel like she could have done a like spin on the song.
Maybe.
But yeah, let's get to Alex.
Yeah. She was waiting for an all-star. In the name.
Waiting for Alex.
That all-star is Alex Wong.
You were amazing.
So let's talk about this number.
I was actually really interested because when I heard that I had Sonya for jazz, I woke up really early that morning and was like, I'm gonna warm up my neck. I'm gonna warm up everything because like I had an 8 a.m. call, so I was up at like 5:30 being like, all right, like here goes.
Stretching
she's
out.
Like, rah, rah, like she does combat jazz, like crazy stuff. So when I went in and she played the song, I was like, oh, like that's interesting. It's not what I expected. And then like we were doing like all this slow groove stuff, which was really interesting. I enjoyed it. It wasn't what I expected,
though.
What did I say?
About, like, without being candid, what you said about maybe the dance being fit for
Lindsay.
Somebody else was actually a really smart comment from you because...
Oh.
Well, it's very slinky, and not that, like, you guys did it bad at all, but when I see Alex Wong on stage, I want to see...
Alex Wong.
Alex Wong. Yeah.
And, like... You want a show stopping, like, huge production number. But, yeah, it was, I don't know.
What did you feel about it?
I mean, you definitely had your moments where you got to show Alex Wong. Like, in your facial expressions and, your strength, you're a very strong dancer.
Yeah.
And you're very...
You can't do any wrong.
Like, you dance like a man.
He can't do any wrong.
Not that you're not a man, but you dance like a man.
Beautifully.
I see what she's saying, though. Talk to us.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, pull it out. I'm trying to pull it out.
You were the one on stage.
I was just thinking, I mean, like, when I think, because, like, the choreographers they choreograph on you. So I think a lot of things were added afterward to make it more our dance, like, mine and Lindsay's dance. Because, like, we added things that, and then at the end I was like, okay, like, now I feel like it's my dance. But initially I think, like, the feeling of it, I had felt like it needed to be someone like Mark.
Mm. I see that.
And some girl with like a lot of face or something like that. I don't know, because it's a number where you like really like kind of sit back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a different number.
You said Mark, and I thought Frodoman for the girl.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
I don't know.
Lauren?
Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great number. Great number. And you can't do any wrong. Ever. Ever. But, I want to see you fly. I'm like, I didn't get
it. I thought you were phenomenal, Alex.
I did too, Alex.
You're really great. I like that voice. Use that again on me.
What was it like working with Lindsay?
I actually really like working with Lindsay. She's a really sweet girl. And I think, you know, it was interesting. I think because she has a ballroom background, she has a really good awareness with her partner.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, I actually felt, I think we both felt chemistry between us. And I think the judges didn't see it, but I think with any performing art, sometimes the audience doesn't necessarily feel exactly what you feel. Mm-hmm. So it always depends on, you know, perception and everything, but with her I actually felt a nice chemistry, and it was actually really nice to work with her.
Cool.
Well, it was really nice of you also for you guys, your number, to open up to warm the stage up, warm the audience up for the next number too. I really appreciated that.
What was the next?
Thanks, Alex.
Who was our next number? Will.
Well, it was
that,
you.
I was right after you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't even remember.
Wow.
Well, it's because I was in my own zone.
You danced
obviously.
With Will, didn't you?
Yeah. That was
you
a
guys
good
were, you guys did a hip-hop number. Christopher Scott choreographed. You were on a couch. You were dancing on a couch. You were the muse.
The ghost.
I was the ghost. I was a muse.
A muse.
She doesn't listen to
she wasn't
I didn't see the package, and I thought maybe you were, like, the dead wife.
She was a muse, and
the dead wife watching over him, which I feel like it makes sense.
That's not
in
a
your
ghost.
World.
No.
In your world.
She was a muse, and she had spray paint on her, apparently.
I should have.
A lot of it.
Let's talk about
sense.
Your number now.
I liked your
what
outfit,
do you
though.
Know?
What do you want to tell us?
I did, too.
It's not very often that we actually get to have, like, two people who performed a couple hours ago in the studio talking about their own numbers.
Same hair. So
Same hair. Wow.
He got jokes.
Same thing.
He got jokes.
He's got these quick ones.
Rude. Okay, so I was really excited. I've been on the show many different times, and it's the first number that I've had that was like a set. I've never had a prop. I've never had.
Really?
Yeah, so interesting. I've always wanted that dance that was like a set, a production,
a bed, a door.
Store, yeah, but like, you know what I mean? The lighting is right, everything is right. I was really pleased with it, and he was really fun to work with.
He is such a sweetheart.
I just want to hug him. You know,
just like, oh,
you know what I realized though, and I didn't realize this while we were watching it, and this is what's so weird about the format, and this has nothing to your guys' dances actually, because the format's so different this year. But you guys both were with the people who went home tonight.
Oh my god, I didn't realize that.
Both your dancers went home.
I didn't realize that either.
Twitch and Allison was last week.
You guys weren't aware of that.
It's not our fault.
Maybe we're meant to be together.
Yeah. If this were a regular season, you guys would be dancing together next week. But no,
it wasn't our fault because
I was going to ask you how it made you feel.
I think it's your fault.
Well,
ask it again.
I was going to ask how it makes you guys feel, but apparently nothing, because you didn't even know.
They don't care.
I knew it was
like,
my
we'll
partner.
We'll be back next week.
No, I mean, but you have. Are we getting down to the
Please.
Bottom? Okay, so Cole and Will are in the bottom. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun with Will. I think you said something while we were watching. If he were to stay in the competition, he could win. Mm-hmm. But to see Cole move on, and he brings something so different, like, I love that as well. And somebody has to go home. They always say it. Two people are going to be in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to go home.
And Cole is clearly brilliant. I mean, he really is phenomenal. Yeah. He is very different. I'll give him that.
It's the personality. Well, they both had really great personalities.
We've seen people dance like Will. Very, I mean, a million true. Times.
But nobody is like Will.
He
though.
Brought
personality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's my homeboy.
The whole season. Yeah. It was his personality.
Sometimes
the talent wins out.
True that.
And Cole just really is a better dancer. He really is. And I like you just mentioned, because as of next week now, it's up to America now. The judges don't get a final say. They don't get a say who's going home. So had they let Will go through, I think he'd be a shoo-in to win the show.
Actually, America doesn't get to vote next week.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Why?
But they explained at the end of the show, they said this is our last week. After
it
this.
Is their last week.
So what
because
does that mean?
Actually, well, if you think about it, logically, actually.
He's giving me some logic now.
There's six people left, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So next week... I'm sorry.
You don't know.
It's next week's episode they don't get to vote. Okay. Oh, wait. That's what I said, right?
No, the coming week, then, they do get to vote, and then whoever, the top two guys, top two girls, two dance
people
the finale.
The two people are going home from tonight's votes next week.
Oh, really?
And then there's only four left who can't vote.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, I see
you're
what you're
right.
saying.
We got you.
Way to bring it.
So it won't be an issue next week because it'll already have been decided this week.
Right. That's cool, but we're talking about this week.
No. Oh.
Oh. Brother, sister.
People want to know about others.
You guys are feisty.
This one over here is real feisty.
Just write down a couple notes real quick. Never have two guests together at the same night. Fantastic.
Great, great.
So look hard to control. When it's 50-50 here, it's so hard to control.
You're
you
doing
guys.
A great job, AJ.
I'm trying to keep these trains, this train, this hot tamale train on track. See, look at that reference.
Well, Jesse said it was a jalapeno bus.
What was that?
I loved it.
That sounds nasty.
It do sound nasty.
I was like,
I don't know, I like it.
It's
like
slightly intriguing.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I didn't like it. Like, I didn't like his bow tie tonight.
I didn't either.
I was like, he's a Muslim now. Get your life.
He's a Muslim? What does that have to do with anything?
I associate bow ties with Muslims.
You do?
Sure do.
Why?
Interesting.
Because I do. Very Y'all don't know who Malcolm X is?
Oh, true.
Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, that's cute.
Bow ties.
Oh, now I get it. I get that now.
It doesn't matter.
I get the reference now.
I just said it's an association.
On a bow tie.
Girl, that was a print.
No, for me, it was a coffee stain.
It was probably like an $8,000 tie.
Right. An Hermes.
Because they just renegotiated their contracts. They're making a lot of money now.
Yeah.
Those Modern Family people.
Oh, what? I need to be one of their friends.
I'm not mad at them.
I'll be a nanny.
So after Will and Lauren, we've got Cole doing his solo. All I wrote down was strong and precise. Because that's kind of what I feel like Cole is every time he dances. He's strong and precise.
I didn't know how to feel about it, and period.
I also said, didn't I say he wears those pants and the little socks? He looks like the guy from Mulan. like yeah. a, like a samurai yeah. leg or something.
Oh my god, now I see it. I didn't get it
with
before.
The tight top and
now
the buttons and the pants and like the
I mean,
socks.
That's what he is.
Yes, he's, exactly. He's a martial so he artist did guy. Exactly his thing.
Oh I'm gonna watch god. That movie later. I gotta
he
make
did
a
not
note.
Say Mulan.
I'm gonna
yes,
go home and listen to Christina Aguilera Reflection.
Please don't.
I love that song.
And do semicolons.
Alex got some pipes.
Alex has a voice over here, y'all. He is not
trying to sing.
These notes are not flat.
He actually has a music video coming out next week. Plug.
What is it?
Really?
Plug. No, wait.
Whoa. I need to talk about this.
Check it out on iTunes.
We're going to go to the end.
No, this is serious. I need to go right to this right now. You have a music video coming out next week.
Yes, I do.
Are you dancing in it?
Yeah, I sing. I was actually on American Idol season 11.
Sure was.
I made it to Hollywood Rounds. I just finished a Broadway show musical.
Seriously.
He's pretty fabulous.
Get out of here.
He's Alex Wong.
Sing a little.
I'll sing a little bit from the new single.
Oh, okay. Get your life.
Used to have you in my life. Take you around and make things right. Come one day, you cut me down. Go out, sleep around the town. Then you find that I'm the best. So much better than the rest.
That was hot. Who knew?
Look at your little friend over
Everyone's
here plugging you.
I know.
You're good.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Is she in your video?
Lauren Gottlieb is the director of the video.
Really?
And choreographer.
Double plug.
And we also have a bunch of So You Thinkers that are also in the video. We
I
have
love it.
Missy.
Did you just call them So You Thinkers?
So you thinkers. We do that. That's
the lingo.
I'm going to take it. Can
we'll
I?
Start using yeah, that.
Missy okay, from last have. Season. Sasha from last season. There's
Pauline.
Chris Rose. Pauline. Marquise. Alexi.
Agdepa? She was in here
yeah,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We love her.
It was so funny though because he called me one day and goes, "Hey, I'm doing a music video. Do you want to be in it?" I was like, "Yeah, sure. What are we doing?" He goes, "I don't know yet." I go, "What's the concept?" He goes, "I don't know yet. So me, of course, the kind of person I am, I'm like listening to the song and stuff and I like write a treatment. I send it to him the next day. He goes, "Do you want to direct it?" I was like,
"You're like, Avi.
It was okay. Scott's idea to let you direct it.
I love this.
How great is that, though, this experience? He has actually taken this experience, and you've come back, and you've worked with these younger artists now and as all-stars, and now you're, like, segueing into other things.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Leveraging yourself.
It's
I mean,
fun.
Justin Bieber one day.
It's kind of funny, though.
Taylor Swift audition the next.
I got a call back, and I couldn't go because of the show.
Because your video?
Yeah. No, because I was on... So You Think today.
Oh, that's whack.
Wow, double book
Tell her
life.
You're Alex.
Double
and
book
you
life.
Can't dance.
I went to a bootleg audition tonight and then had plenty of time to come here.
A bootleg audition.
So bootleg. Tonight. I nailed it. Don't get it twisted, but it was bootleg. I was like, how much does this pay again? Why did they come here?
You're
it's
like, okay.
No pay, just copy and credit.
Yeah.
Plus a meal. No.
Free food.
Plus a meal.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Chips.
So funny.
Okay. That is awesome, Alex.
Well, congratulations.
Kudos.
Where can our listeners hear your single? When's it dropping?
Well, you can hear it right now on iTunes already. You can get it on iTunes.
And it's called, what is the actual song?
It's called Crave.
Okay.
And then I think next week... We're
on
saying Wednesday.
Wednesday
that it's going to be released, and
oh, nice. We have some fun little teasers that are going to happen this week, like fun little things. So
check
it out on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah,
congrats to both of y'all.
I will retweet the F out of it.
You better.
Yeah. I may follow either of you, but I'll try. Nice,
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Well, congratulations. Next,
I'm
moving on. We are covering a show right now. You guys
yeah,
remember?
Sure are.
My bad.
What was next?
Whoops. Melanie and Cyrus. A Mandy Moore number. I kind of loved his hair, and I kind of loved his pants.
I just liked his booty.
No, I thought for the first week Cyrus had a booty.
Yeah, he did.
Because he don't have much of a booty. he's cute. I wrote down, he's such a lovable guy. And they brought up Bob Fosse. I thought that was cute. They're like, do you know who Bob Fosse is?
He's like, no.
He knows who Bob Fosse is.
I'm like, you're on a dance show. Yes,
he
you do.
I think he actually couldn't hear them. Sometimes it's actually really hard to hear the judges.
Really?
Yeah. If you see us, we're kind of just... Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
Tiffany and George, one of the shows, they were just telling me yesterday, the Nigel, and they were talking about something completely else. It was like, and this, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, thank you. Because they couldn't hear them, and afterward they watched it and they were like, holy crap, they said thank you, and they weren't even talking to them. Because you can't, sometimes you really actually can't hear them.
Why? Or, so loud?
Or other angle.
I see the side.
Here's the
cynicist.
Yeah, I'm such a cynic. Or he's like playing up that, like, I'm just a street performer. I don't know anything. Vote for me. I'm so great.
Maybe he really didn't know.
Like, that's
or maybe
happened.
He didn't know I don't know how, before. But maybe he really didn't know.
It's Bob Fosse. Mm.
I mean, I know who he is, and I'm no dancer.
I don't know.
You got moves. I've seen them.
Maybe he didn't know.
Oh, well. Well, Cyrus is still hanging around.
He's still him now.
Sigh.
He's still hanging in there week after week. Kind of surprising, but his personality is just so, like, he's my favorite person on the show.
I don't think it's surprising.
No. I don't think it's surprising.
No. I think he's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
And I think the judges have been pushing for uniqueness this season because I think they've seen a lot of contemporary dancers and whatever. And I think that it's great to be able to have someone that is really good in their own craft.
Right.
And he's got a great personality, too. So I think America really loves him.
He's really funny backstage.
Yeah.
He's really a lot of personality. Funny. Yeah, he sure is.
Somebody else, though, who's really great in their own craft, Ileana. For whatever... I say I can't latch onto her. I say that all the time. But she is one of the best dancers that I've seen in a long time on the show. She's got it.
She, on it tonight, was the professional dancer, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, her solo, it's like a moment where she's on the side of the stage and she just reaches a little bit further and you go, I'm like, how? You're really not even doing anything. Yeah. Like, your leg has been going up 25 times. And the moment that I died for was when she just went a little further.
Yeah. I'm like, and if I'm Ileana, I'm like, I ain't worried if I win this. Whatever.
I'm a star.
I know I can outdance any of these fools.
She's been working.
Yes, yeah. I made her wear her tutu tonight.
You did?
Yeah, she left it at home. And I was like,
that's why I was so
like,
little.
You left your tutu at home? I was like, go tell Amy right now.
Wow.
And she was like, Amy, I love you too at home. And
then, that face.
Yeah. And I was like, go tell her right now.
Because they all live
you have to wear the tutu.
What? They all live in apartments, right?
Bossy Bear.
The address is, no.
No, I know where they used to stay. Oh, well, a few seasons ago when I was in love with, I think, Brandon, whatever season that was, they were staying over at, over on Wilshire, a new apartment complex right there.
They're not there anymore.
They changed a couple years ago,
like,
I know.
They're not there
That's
anymore.
The only reason I bring it up. But I actually used to teach a boot camp there twice a week, and I'd run into all the kids. Yeah,
he's so fancy, this AJ.
I want to go.
I mean, I work a lot. So,
yeah,
Keon and Anya tackle the tango.
I'm sorry.
What do you have to say?
If there is one man in this competition who can keep up with, like, the smoldering, like, vixen that is Anya, it's Keon and his booty.
Yeah, it's true.
It looked very professional.
Mm-hmm. It did.
It was, you know, the interesting thing was, I think it's always hard to have something that's not like, bah, like, blah, blah, and it was kind of very smooth and intimate, and I think it actually really worked. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I loved about it? I wrote down that it had superb lighting. I'm a sucker for lighting.
To see his beautiful face.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm just a sucker for, like, a properly lit number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lighting can change everything.
Yeah, it definitely
It's crazy.
Helps a lot.
It's so crazy.
And they also did, I wrote down lift flicks. What did that mean?
The leg flicks? Or when Anya goes...
Oh, at the end?
Oh, yeah.
That was really, really nice.
It was seamless and it was professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the crazy thing was, both the ballet dancers had ballroom this week.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it was hard because they were both the last ones to choose. Because they actually chose their styles this week. The girls drew a number, and Lindsay actually had the first pick. I know that. And they had, like, you know, the styles that you saw, and she picked jazz. I remember. Whitney told Lindsay, like, if there's a hip hop, like, please, like, save it for me, because, like, Whitney hasn't had a hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Whitney picked the hip hop, blah, 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 and then the quick step was left for Ileana.
They kind of all know what they should do. I mean, maybe, like, maybe one would be like, yeah, oh, I should do ballroom.
Who's really going to choose a quick step?
Awful. I wouldn't.
But she was great.
Neither.
But same with Keon. Keon did really well in his ballroom.
Yeah.
Well, they're great together. And Anya.
I love
Anya
them
just,
together.
Anya, I say this with so much love. I feel like she put on a couple of pounds. I say it, though, because I think she looks like a woman now. And I love it. Maybe just 3 or 4 pounds even. But she just looks so she looks like a woman amongst girls out there. She is so everything to me.
You know what I love though?
Oh.
She didn't, and she always does the big, powerful ballroom numbers. I don't think she overkilled it this week, it was like very, like you said, it's kind of hard because it wasn't tricky and crazy, but I loved it. It made me like want to like it almost ooze like, in it.
Because a lot of her numbers feel like
ooze in it.
The man kind of looks almost like a lion tamer.
Yeah.
Like just trying to keep her at bay the entire number because she's just so much. But I felt like he looked great in this number.
This one was like a really nice
collaboration. He looks great in every number.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Okay.
Sorry.
So at the end of the night, we've got Cyrus. Oh, we've got one more duo to come up. We have Cyrus as our last solo of the night, though. His intro package was really, really, I thought his intro package was great. He talked about his dad, how close they were. His dad passed away when he was 10. And it was the hardest thing he's ever had to go through. He said, though, that his mom really stepped up and was the reason that he's become who he is. He's a great young man. He said, though, I thought this was cute. He says, mom showed him his first wave. This thing, and then whatever house. Yeah,
so
that.
Cute.
Adorable. Like, she's so badass.
Adorbs.
They made that up. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. AfterBuzz exclusive.
Not
no.
True.
Oh, no.
She ain't right. Producers.
We need AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Starting rumors.
We needed an all hail to the Noma,
right. But I thought that those are the things that I wish I knew those things about Eliana, and I wish I knew those things about some of the other dancers. And their packages are interesting, but
about someone dying.
Not that. I don't want to know that. But
that
it does. It tugs at the heartstrings. It'll make.
I want to know.
It'll make me.
Tell
vote
me
for
who
him.
Died in your
You're
life.
Horrible.
My great great grandmother.
Give me a list of the five worst things that have happened. Okay, anyways.
Did they ask you that? I can imagine producers
they
asking.
They try to pull.
It would be smart of you to list it out and then figure out which is your best story.
Yeah.
As opposed to what's the girl who said, I eat the packs of bacon every day?
Was it Audrey?
Yeah, something.
No, the
Audrey's
bacon.
Package was funny.
The bacon.
When she put it in her retainer and she was like, sweet dreams.
Yeah, that's right.
That was so funny. I loved it.
You've done that 5 times now. I love it. To do that. It's a great face on you. It's great.
That's cute. You should have put that in your video.
Sweet dreams.
So our night, though, our dancing performances for the night conclude with one more duo, Tiffany and Ade.
The package for this was my favorite.
Oh, yeah,
that's funny.
Why?
Because I thought it showed a lot of personality and contrast. It was like really goofy and funny, and then went into like a what's the word I'm looking for? How would you describe that dance in one word?
I think he was
Celine Dion.
That's Tim.
He was
Celine.
Celine. Simply Fine. Dion. No, I felt like he was a strong partner. He was a supportive partner. And I was trying to watch.
He's
so
strong.
He's so strong.
It's ridiculous.
He's a dude.
You look at his calves and they're like.
Like the size of my waist, easily. pretty skinny.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was weird though because I'm such a huge Ade fan. I felt like I didn't. Maybe it's the way it was choreographed. He was a partner the whole entire number.
Yeah, you didn't connect with him this time
at all.
I did not either.
Though. Especially since he's been an all star.
I feel like he stands out more, though.
They let him fly most of the time.
Do they?
Yeah. Like when they choreograph for Twitch, Twitch gets a lot of little solo moments, a lot of other
Twitch
stuff.
Isn't partner. That's
Twitch and Allison, both.
Yeah, but he's still in a partner number. But he's still in a number with somebody who's supposed to be dancing for their life right now. Not,
yeah, but hip hop is different because I think you can't. You're not.
Yeah, but I see what he's saying. They gave like, Twitch a close up moment.
And like last week, what's her name started in a coffin, and Twitch had a full eight count before she even came out of the coffin.
Don't
and then he
do
threw
it.
Her into the coffin at the end, and he got to close out the number. I'm like. We're voting on her. Why is she in a coffin the whole time? Like, that is a little odd. They do it for certain dancers. They give them, they can't, like, those solos and those moments
it's
that
like
are kind
of. They know what they're doing with the show.
Well,
they do.
We are on season 9, so they're doing something right. But you know what? They're down to one night a week, so they're doing something wrong, too. Fix it, Fox.
It's called ratings.
I know.
Fox.
I love this show. I just want it to be around forever.
No,
so, this brings us to the end of the show, and they announced that the bottom two ladies,
dun.
Of course, shockingly, are Whitney and Lindsay, because they've both been to the bottom recently. And they're best friends, kind of,
besties.
Whatever. And they end up sending Lindsay home, your partner tonight.
Yeah.
And then between
Sorry
Cole and
it.
Will, they send home
Sorry
your partner, Will.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
So we're down to the top six.
Top six it is.
Not a long road left ahead of us.
Nope.
the beginning of the season for us, you guys, I don't know if you guys watch a lot during the auditions or if you're actually involved. I know you're in, you said season five, you did some of the
Orca. Yeah, stuff. I don't feel like I've ever left.
Yeah, well, we see you often you're enough. We don't feel like you ever left either.
Get good off thing my or screen. Bad thing.
But the beginning of the season is so hard to watch sometimes. It's so
long.
What,
the auditions?
Yeah, yeah really? They drag on
actually,
and on.
Really? I thought this one was a little bit better. Because
well, maybe... Maybe
they didn't show bad people this year.
Yeah, they're that's funny. True. Their funny that videos many, were good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the two brothers.
Which ones?
Come on, the comedy
they were
ones.
The comedy.
Oh, they were hilarious. The West Hollywood ones.
Yes.
They need their own show.
Oh my God, they even said
that's
that.
That's why
I
they
think.
Went on the show to get their own show.
They're hilarious, they show. And they're like 38 or something, like way too old to be on the show.
Yes.
Who's the better dancer?
I am.
They did play off each other pretty well.
I liked it. I liked it.
But we're coming down the home stretch finally.
Yeah.
Let's make some predictions.
Aye.
Okay, so this we've got our finale is going to be and four now, dancers, correct?
You're after Buzz TV.
So we all need to.
I felt zombie.
We all need to pick based on tonight's performances. What guy and what girl we think are going to go home next week? I'm going to start with Corinne.
Oh, the pressure. Next week. Wait, who's left again? I'm going with Cyrus. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to do it
what
to you.
What girl's going home?
And the girl will be Tiffany. Bye, girl.
Putting you on the spot. Let's do it,
I
Alex.
I honestly don't know.
Oh, you can't do that. I know she'll give me an answer.
Cole, Keon, and Cyrus.
Who's going home?
I got it.
Lauren's ready.
I got it. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Take the floor.
Somebody.
I think Cyrus and Tiffany, but I think I'm so wrong.
Okay, so
can
Tiffany.
Can I change mine?
Nope.
I want to change
my turn.
I think it's Keon.
Tiffany is going home because I think in the finale you need Whitney and you need Eliana.
Yeah.
Mm. I think.
I thought Audrey was
going
to be.
Keon is going home next week. I think that they are really like bringing him up the last couple weeks,
yeah.
Give him his like, you know.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to go home because wouldn't a finale between Cyrus and. Cole. Be very interesting.
I will
those
say
two
this.
Two styles together.
I say Tiffany's
I'm
a goner.
I'm switching mine to
Lynn. Tiffany's a goner. Does have a snowball's chance in hell. I don't even know who her name is until I have to write it down every week.
No snowball's chance in hell,
Tiffany.
He says.
And then I think Cole's gone. I think Cole is...
No.
I think he's great, but I think he bores me.
He's not even going to end up in the bottom.
He was in the bottom tonight.
I agree with you.
He's never been in the bottom, has he?
But not after this week.
He was tonight.
Are you kidding me? He was tonight because he did a cha-cha.
Oh, you're right. True that. Say it funny.
A cha-cha. I don't know why I noticed but, I said it really funny.
True fans yeah. would vote for him no matter what he's doing. So that's an indication.
What did he do the week before
all of
cha-cha?
Hawaii is going to vote for him.
What did he do the week before
from Hawaii.
I don't remember what Hawaii? I did 2 days ago. How are you going to ask me
exactly.
That?
Oh, well.
Oh.
Well, you guys. I told you guys we're going to be under an hour.
Look at that.
I can't get a show under an hour to save my damn life. Sorry, Marissa, for keeping
pretty
you
close.
Up late. But we want to thank you guys all for stopping by. We want to thank you guys for joining us. Where can our listeners and our viewers follow you on Twitter?
Alex D. Wong. D as in, like, dog.
And they'll also find out all of your information about your upcoming video will be on your Twitter. You're going to be releasing that stuff
yes.
on there as well.
Yep. Next cool. Wednesday, check it out and check
directed
it.
Directed by the
on
one and only Lauren Gottlieb. By, yeah.
My Twitter is Lauren Gottlieb. So boring.
Oh, there's nothing
it's
boring
your
about
name.
It. But it's two
that's
T's. Two
easy.
T's. Corinne, where are you at?
That just saying. Away, get your life.
Get your life. Oh, she got it in there. Get your life. I'm AJ Gibson. You can find me at _AJ Gibson on Twitter. You can also check out my new website, www.ajgibson.tv. We want to thank you guys for stopping by. We're going to be back next week to bring us into the final episode before the finale. We only got, what, three more? Two or three?
Three
episodes. We've got a couple more ahead
coming
of us, but
down.
Kristen will be back next week. We miss you. We've also got Kent Boyd coming in next week, so if you guys need to tune in for that. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good night.
Nice.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.